Effort is important, but knowing where to make an effort makes all the difference. Dig. Yes, Mario. Four out of five. The prediction last week.
Yeah, I'm so like when you text me that, I was actually like, I don't even remember what I predicted,
I
so you'd
know.
have to remind me.
So it was Arsenal Man U,
All right.
Bayern Dortmund,
All right. Easy.
Inter Roma,
Easy money.
Nets Celtics.
Easy money.
And the one you got wrong was the hard one, Jazz Mavericks.
Who won that one?
Jazz. And you
It's
had
nice
Mavericks.
to still have it in front of you.
Well, it's touch and go, eh? Yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah, it was a game. I think Luka was coming back for that game. They were doing so well before without him. One couldn't believe it. When he comes back, he wouldn't do better. But it's really, I don't think you're betting so much or predicting so much upbeat on Mavericks. It was really done with Jazz.
The thing, and it's not that I hate the Jazz, you know, because
Not heat
I
with them, not heat
really,
them. You're just disappointed that they haven't.
yeah, because like I really like Mike Connolly, and then to add him to that group where he doesn't have to be the guy, but he can just focus on playmaking and being a leader. Yeah, like you add him to Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, who's supposed to be a defensive player of the year candidate every year. And you have some good guys like Joe Ingles. I like Jordan Clarkson, I like his fire. So like, I just expect more from the group.
Yes, and I suspect that was your, yeah, I was saying to myself that was more your peeve, you know, you're really peeve with Jazz, disappointed with it, but not trending in the direction that one would expect. So the only series that decided as of now is Celtics and Bucks. Starts on Sunday. Before we get too deep into that, preview time. All right, so previews, and nothing much has changed in Europe. Nothing much has changed at all. All the tables are basically looking the same. So I don't have a lot to comment on there. I really just want to get into Champions League. Your thoughts on the first leg?
Everything went as predicted, not what desired, but everything went as predicted. I expected Liverpool to be Vieira, even though I didn't want it because I really wanted Vieira to go to the final and shock somebody. And I still have this weird feeling that Madrid are going to get into the final somehow. But like I said, the story might not end how I want it to, but it's ending predictably. And I think if City and Liverpool get to the final, I think Guardiola will have his first Champions League with another club outside of Arsenal.
Oh, you think City will take it in the final? Okay. It's looking at me right now, but Madrid, what can we say? I think the second leg is gonna be a humdinger because going to the in that cauldron at Bernabeu, Madrid is gonna fight. They're gonna really fight. And whereas City has talent, have not it's unproven if they have fight. I've not seen that from them. They don't need it in the league, you know, but when you come to Champions League and that level of competition, you're gonna need to have steel and grit, and you're gonna need to have the hunger. And that's what I think that the Man City team lacks. Before, even before, you know, with Gun, Kun, where that team had, and even our guy here was part of that, part of the team too. Our guy in Liverpool, his name, who play captain sometimes, older guy, Milner. Yeah.
But, oh, you're talking the, which one of the team? Because there was the Roberto Mancini era. Okay. Which, yes, Milner was there, but Milner was also there for the 2013-2014 Pellegrini era, yeah, which they still won the league, but they still fell short in the Champions.
Yeah, I was talking those would be, they would be there in early days of Kun. You know, when that team, they had a little bit of fight in them after winning their title, the first title, in the dramatic fashion. But this team has not shown me that. I've not seen that level of fight in this Man City team. And if there's one an area, and the defense I don't think is as strong, but those are the areas I see them have as being weak in. And that's why I think it's going to be a real, real entertaining affair when they go to Bernabeu.
I actually think the opposite, yes, in all fairness, in terms of not having fight. I think the City team has fight. This City team just doesn't have a finisher. Even in the Champions League against Chelsea, it wasn't that they weren't fighting, but they didn't create chances. No one finished the chances. We saw against Madrid. Madrid should have been buried within the first half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Madrid should have been dead and buried in the first half hour.
I hear it was one of the most wasteful
performance. They did the same thing with PSG earlier in group stages.
Mm-hmm.
When PSG beat them 1-0, they should have had PSG down 5-0 by the first 30 minutes.
Mm.
Like, Madrid should never have been in that game whatsoever. That could have been as bad as Barca's 8-2 at Bayern if Man City had a finisher. So it's not that, and this is where I maybe give Liverpool the edge in against Man City. City are now becoming a team that needs 5 chances to score. Mm-hmm. And they'll create those 5 chances, but 5 chances, they need to create 5 chances to score.
Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool are a team that only needs one.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to play. I don't think Liverpool are in that type of form where they're going to outplay anybody on a serious level, because they were outplayed by Chelsea throughout the League Cup, but Chelsea never finished their chances. Liverpool took theirs. I feel the same way about Man City. There was no way Real Madrid should have been in that league. It should have been over by the first 30 minutes. They wasted a lot of chances. So, if you want to say maybe they don't have that killer instinct, the current players don't have that killer instinct to step on somebody's throat, where I do think Liverpool has that, then I would agree with you. But I don't think Liverpool can stop them from creating those 5 chances that they need to score. I don't see anybody stopping them from creating those 5. Atletico Madrid did their best, and it was, 1-0 on both legs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Liverpool is more clinical and more bloodthirsty, or have that killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Chelsea, and even Chelsea could have stopped them in the Champions League final. They just couldn't finish their chances. And that's, to me, going to be City's problem. It's not the creation of the chances, it's just finishing it off.
Well, it could be their problem in second leg as well, because Madrid has a finisher who is in.
Yeah, court. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. For the moment, you could say maybe last month or 2 months, he's maybe the best in the world right now.
Definitely. Definitely. But that's the thing. He's been scoring all year. People just haven't noticed it until they knuckled an entire team that was half a billion worth of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people took notice. But over the past 2 years, or since CR7 has left, Benzema has been carrying Madrid on his back.
Yeah, you've been saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting to see what happens in a second. I really didn't realize that these games were this week. I thought it was next week, you know. It missed me that it was this week. So someone texted me and said, well, you know, look at the score. I said, what are you talking about? I said, wait. Let's check it out. See how this game was going on. City, Real Madrid. At the time, I think City was leading. Was up 1-0. Didn't expect it. NBA playoffs. Welcome to the NBA playoffs. So the first round is about finishing now. Last night, Warriors booked them spot. Bucks. Was Bucks last night?
Bucks and the Celtics are going to play. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans still have what's the team I'm thinking of?
Pelicans and Suns.
Suns, yes. Mm-hmm. Suns and Pelicans. And Booker, I think, might come back. They're saying might. Doc Rivers is about to blow out 3-0 lead.
Limited minutes.
Doc Rivers is going to blow out 3-0 lead instead of a 3-1 lead this time.
He's going to blow it? You're gonna blow the 3-1 3-0 lead?
They're 3. I think aren't they not are if they lose tonight, it's 3-3.
So Philly is leading 3-2.
Yeah, I think if they lose tonight, it goes to a game 7.
Right. So you're saying it's going to a game 7?
They keep playing out, they've been picking. They should have closed this out already. They had a 3-0 lead.
They did. So
that's worse than 3-1.
Yeah.
Which he did twice at the Clippers and once in Orlando. So yeah, his job is on the line right now. Because I mean, if you blow it in just what, first round of the playoffs.
Well, good for them. This game is gonna be played where? At
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay, shit.
Yeah. But they're saying that Van Vliet is out.
Mm.
But again, this Toronto team has never been dependent on one player. It's always been shared basketball, play defense.
Mm.
James Harden is playing still terrible. And now Joel Embiid actually has a ligament injury in his thumb, in his shooting hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has a torn ligament that we need surgery. He's still going to play, but it's been hindering him. Mm. And they're basically just taking him out of the game because I can't even depend on Tyrese Maxey. But I shouldn't have to because Tobias Harris is a max contract player. And he's expected to be the third guy. And James Harden should at least get the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not going to give like the 35, 45 point performances, you should be able to at least give like 25 on passes.
Mm-hmm.
And then let Joel drop 40 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is showing up for the Sixers. So, you know, you never know what we have. But they can close it out in Toronto, but might end up with a game 7 in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. They need to rise to the occasion, right? Because they don't really want to take this to a game 7. There's no real need for this to go to a game 7 because they have clearly the better team. So I agree with you that it will be an indictment on Doc Rivers if you allow this team to. I mean, I'm not gonna even say it. So let's move on. tonight also, yeah, you have 3 games. Yeah, Raptors, Sixers, Pelicans, Suns, and Jazz Mavericks. If Mavericks win tonight, then they close it out. So these are all closeout games, potential closeout games. And then tomorrow you have the other closeout game, which is Grizzlies. Your boy showing up, man.
No, I'm actually very disappointed by Mundial. I've been very, 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 very disappointed.
I've been too, but he showed up in the last game.
Define showed up.
Well, not in
because
that, but he scored a game-winning basket.
No, definitely. I don't question if when the game is on the line and there is 1 second left that chance. But I don't believe in the idea that I have to, in a war, I have to depend on my opponent. If I can't import, no, granted, yes. If I do think that I can strategically outsmart my opponent, I will. Mm-hmm. But also, in a war, I expect to impose my will upon my opponent. Mm-hmm. If I cannot do that, if the only thing I can depend on is that 3 times in a row, my opponent is going to be extremely, make every bad decision that they could possibly make, and then I capitalize upon that bad decision, I think you're leaving way too much faith in, I guess, the power of the universe or whatever. Are on your opponent being stupid? Like, really? The Timberwolves could have knocked them on their final if they wanted to, or if they were smart enough. Like, blow three 325-point lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Against a smarter team, you're not getting much into that.
Yeah,
for you to eat a game, man.
Yeah, the coach was part of it because I can't believe I was watching one of them and the coach did not take a time. I can't believe it. Just for a young team. He was cruel to the team. So he's going to take some blame there. But it's the only saving grace for him is that the team, in most many people's eyes, is overachieving. I didn't expect them to be playing Grizzlies to win 2 games, you know? So, and before they had won, they had beaten Clippers too. So it's like maybe the team already has overachieved, so it's creating lots of expectations, optimism for next season. So yeah, people.
Yeah, the Grizz. The funny thing is, I think Desmond Bane has been and other guys on this team has been bailing out Ja Morant so far.
Yes, in this series so far. Yes,
I think he's been bailed out a lot of times. Granted, I never question their fight. I never question if the game is on the line and you put the ball in just hand. He's not going to do something because I do believe he's one of those guys with that killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But how many teams are going to allow you to get back to that point where you can hit a buzzer?
It shouldn't have to be coming down to this against Timbo.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
And against teams with experience like a Golden State, who I don't think are, and the reason why I think Golden State's our favorite right now is because injury and the experience they have in championship moments,
yeah, man, that's
compared to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they're missing the most talented Golden State squad.
It's not. But people are predicated on talent. But let's not get into Golden State. We're gonna come back to that kind of conversation too. UFC Fight Night. Rob, I'm giving you a minute each. Rob Font, Marlon Vera. Any thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, it's actually a matchup that I've been looking forward to. Marlon Chito Vera is he's a fighter that throws a lot of unpredictable stuff. Good kickboxer. But I do think Rob Font has a bit more power than him, so you must be careful on the knockout.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to respect Marlon Vera was when he beat Sean O'Malley. Granted, didn't think Sean O'Malley would have won the fight without if he didn't get injured. But Marlon Chito Vera is one of those guys who you look at and underestimate him because he's kind of skinny and stuff, but he's actually pretty fast and pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I would give him the edge over Rob Font.
Okay, Andre Arlovski and Jake Collier.
Another one of Dana White's famous, hey, let's put the guy who is very old and experienced in the UFC, but can no longer fight for a title against a young up-and-comer. So it's another one of those fights. I hate calling these fights because they can go either way. Sometimes the young guy actually win, but more often than not, the experienced guy uses experience and find a way out.
Yes.
So give me Andre Arlovski.
Okay. boxing. There are actually two big matches this weekend, not just the biggest featherweight female boxing match in history, but there's also, which we have talked about last week, there's also Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevens, which I didn't even realize was happening. Two unbeaten in a super featherweight unification bout. That just because, even if only because they're unbeaten, Shakur Stevens up and coming, Oscar has been there for a while, a Mexican boxer of repute. If only because they're unbeaten, it has lots of intrigue about it.
Definitely, but I fear Oscar's experience compared to Shakur's. Shakur's, again, I get his confidence. I get that. And kind of, you need that to be where he is, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't like when young guys feel like they're kind of invincible. And Oscar Valdez, of course, as I said, he's been around for a little bit. So his experience is what worries me. Mm. But I don't see like a gap in skill set. I can't tell where the gap is. I can't tell where the gap is in terms of skill set. It's basically if the experienced guy is going to use his experience, or the young guy is just going to overwhelm.
So this should be really, and it's featherweight, so you know that it's non-stop action, you know?
So, exactly.
Yes. So this is going to be real exciting, you know? And again, you see, I tell you, oh, this has not gotten another promotion. I just saw it, by the way. I mean, it's not getting another promotion at all. I mean, this should be like, I must be under a rock not to know it's happening. You know, but it's easily slipping by me, and I didn't realize this fight was coming up. And I saw ESPN put up a schedule recently, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, this fight is coming up. Didn't realize. You
know. Canelo didn't say something about it, though. But you said that he surprised Oscar Valdez being under
a schedule. Oh, bro.
All right, I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I tell you, we talked about that last week, you know, just regrettable. But fast break. NBA prediction: who in the East, who comes out of the West? Any change of thoughts? You had Grizzlies,
yeah,
from the West, and from the East we had Nets.
Not New Jersey, Bucks.
Sorry, anytime, yeah, opportunity. I got another opportunity to upgrade because we are Temple Safari, you know, not championship caliber for Grizzlies. You know? I mean, you're getting, and that's what's worrying me. That either they win, they're gonna win the series likely, but why not impress so much is because you have championship ambitions for this, or at least going to the final. And they're not showing you that right. So I think that's what worrying you most.
Right? And it's not the team not worrying, it's not the team not showing that. Specifically, Jai is not showing that. Because, like I said, even when the team falls behind, they still fight hard. And the guys we are not expecting to get points from are stepping up. So they still sometimes look like a team that went 20 and 5 without Ja. And I think you said it when the Mavericks brought back Luka, that you thought they would immediately win instead of lose, now that they brought him back. I thought that about Ja as well, because it still looks like, right now, it still looks like that 20 and 5 team without Ja is all they're playing. And Ja is just trying to come back and remind everybody, hey, I'm the top guy. And he's overplaying and overdoing stuff. Yeah, he might be moments, but due to that 20 and 5 without him, I think the team got into a certain rhythm. So getting back into a rhythm where he's the most dominant player on the ball, it you can see it in the team that it's getting an adjustment, taking time to adjust. But well, I still have the box.
I would like my super. I would like my star to be underachieving and still being able to score a game-winning basket. So, go figure.
I don't, like I said, Booker's injury changed everything. So because I don't know how healthy he'll be throughout the playoffs. But based on what I'm seeing from the Suns to the Pelicans, I'm going to stay with my Grizzlies pick.
Mm-hmm.
I do hate Golden State's experience at this level, but I do think they're beaten as a team. Because I think Grizzlies can outwork them. But in terms of championship experience, that's the only thing that makes me feel good. So I still have to keep my Grizzlies pick. And whoever wins this Bucks Celtics playoff is going to the final.
Usually, you tend to have a definitive for someone who, you know what I mean, is their time to take over. You know, Grizzlies has that. I just said he has not been, you know, really performing, but I still can't discount the fact that with all of that, having a bad game and everything and series not going so well, implode last game. So that's nothing to sneeze at, especially when you have recent history. Brooklyn couldn't even afford anything, you know? So you have that in one end. And then it's game time. It's time to win the game. Who are you gonna give the ball? I don't think they have anybody. I don't think it's definitive. You know,
it's supposed to be Steph.
Yeah, but Steph has never proven himself to be
a closer.
You know? And he has to me failed whenever in previous before Kevin Durant went there. He had failed in that role. I mean, they don't really have, you know, you can't say it's Jordan Poole, you can't say it's Andrew Wiggins, you know.
It's not. It's Steph Curry, in all fairness. Steph Curry. And I think it's Steph.
Only them because you don't have anybody. But that's not their, they don't have any measure of success doing that, or you can't avoid their proven, you know, record in doing. That has always been a problem for me with the Warriors. You know, when Kevin Durant went there, he became it pretty well. But I think that was the problem on LeBron. It's been never close. It's a streaky team, you know, so they can, when it's going well, great. But then when that streak gets broken, they don't have a reliable. And the reliable score on Warriors is really supposed to be clean. He's supposed to, Steph streaks, but he's supposed to, and Clay streaks, but he's supposed to be, you know, the one who has maybe a purer shot, you know. But and he's coming back to form, you know. So although even before his injury, they were still not showing their class against Pelicans, you know. They're really giving Pelicans chance. That's why this NBA playoffs has been so competitive, you know, one of the most competitive I've seen in a while. If it wasn't for what was Brooklyn, every series is really competitive, you know, really competitive. So, but you're sticking to your Bucks business. Okay. I mean, yeah, I think Bucks so far, yeah, even though they gave an early game to Bulls, but yes, they have looked still the best team to me in the entire NBA. So I wouldn't give up on them. And then I'm going to still give Suns the edge because Chris Paul can't be that team in that unreliable when it comes to the big one. Super Mario Adventures. Take it away.
All right, so this week we're going to enter into a part of the NFL season that most people don't really usually watch, and spring football. There have been many tries to get us through football league. The XFL was doing well for a while, and then COVID came in and stopped it from about really kicking on. But it was doing well for a little while, keeping back two guys in the finals. In PJ Walker, who was their best quarterback in the league, the star of the league, he won the Panthers. But there's still plans to bring the XFL back. But the USFL has been seen as the true feeder program for the NFL, and it's failed a bunch of times before. And now they've came back with new technology, a new format for their league. But it reminds you why the NFL is special. That's the quality of football in the USFL has to improve. They want it to be a league. Now, I know that it's not going to look like NFL football, I was expecting that. And even the XFL, to me, was very close to NFL football in terms of quality, because it's basically the guys who get the NFL spots are really good. The USFL, on the other hand, seems like college football is more in the game. And that's a problem. Because the USFL, much like the XFL, you guys come out of college football, so it should at least be at the college quality. Who became free agents after college, or who made it to the NFL and fell out of the NFL. Guys who can't play in the NFL anymore, who still want to earn a check playing football. And just the entertainment value. Because of course, they've set up everything good, the technology is good. The cameras on the helmets is still a weird thing to me. I don't think it's necessary.
Cameras on the helmet for what reason?
To see the player's perspective. So it shows you like there's times when it cuts to a player's perspective. Running back gets the rock and show what the running back is doing.
Wow.
So I can say the technologies are good, but the overall quality of play.
But isn't that camera view very shaky?
When they get collision, not shaky because it's sturdy on the helmet.
They're moving, so I'm just wondering.
When he's moving, it's fine. It's when they get like a collision or whatever, then
when he's moving, it's fine.
Yeah, like let's say that the running back runs off or a wide receiver runs off and turns from a wide receiver turns around and catches the ball. It's not the camera isn't necessarily shaky. You're just basically going in motion.
The action is happening very quickly and they're making swift movements with them, body and everything. So I'm just wondering. Okay.
Yeah, like the camera isn't shaky. Of course, the camera is not going to stay in one place and that's like I said, it's quick motions, but the camera isn't shaky. So you still get a good flat view. Like I said, I don't know if the camera is built into the helmet. I don't think it's just lying on top of the helmet. But I don't know if you know what a GoPro is. It's like a very small camera that we used to use for basically filming like from a POV view. Yeah, like they have good enough technology for that. And I think they have a laser marker system for where the ball is, because there's a chip in the ball. So instead of, as they would say, moving on chains and using the old marker system that the NFL still use sometimes, they have a laser system where there's a chip in the ball. And now, there's a guy who got fired from the USFL, which has been its most entertaining point so far. He got fired because in the cafeteria. Now, they were serving chicken salad and they were serving pizza apparently. And one of the players got into an argument with whoever was serving the food that he didn't want any of the chicken salad. He just have a slice of pizza. And I guess they haven't released a tape of it, they only released a tape of the part where he was asking for the pizza instead of the chicken salad. And the person saying, no, we have to give you the chicken salad, we can't give you pizza. And he was like, I saw somebody else get pizza. He wants pizza, he doesn't want the chicken salad. And, they said he broke some kind of rules of the organization, so they fired him. And that's been the biggest talking point of the USFL. Yeah. So there's ideas of making a reality show. Just like, so instead of like, it's like what the NFL has Hard Knocks.
Well, yeah, but that was my point regarding any new sporting league. But to me, if you have already a sports league and you're bringing another league in, what additional is it going to offer? Why are people going to want to watch it? Because it's always going to be compared to the existing league. And people will base the expectation on what they're getting already. So you must have something distinct. Now, you can't have the natural fan base because that comes with either territory, something in common. You have
city of the
whole city. I mean, some sort of something you can identify with, or just history over time. For those of us who are not Americans but support teams in America. You know, for some reason. But the other thing as well is you need to have something additional that attract and make eyes gravitate to your content. And I'm saying, well, is it going to be, you must be, I mean, very skilled players, like how you'd have Harlem Globetrotters or And One, you know, you just have the skills that are being shown, they are even more than what you get to see in the regular NFL. Or it is some sort of a personal take on the players and which may be in the form of a reality show or something. So that's what I was thinking, that it must have something, some edge like that, to stand a chance of becoming compelling.
Well, I think what they're depending on Max, is that, okay, for people who truly love the NFL and you want to watch football or sport, because by NBA is you finish up, they're basically depending on the fact that you have nothing else to watch.
Which is not true. I mean, baseball start and it will fit. So, unless you're just NFL specific.
That's the thing.
If you're a sport in general, there's a whole for sport content, right?
Exactly. But in terms, they're just saying that, all right, for everybody who loves the NFL, who still might want to go to that on Saturday, who still might want to go to that on Saturday, but whatever they say, they're depending on the people who truly love football. So here's some football during my time, cannot get to see.
Right.
And I don't think they can depend on that. Like I said,
one of the reasons why they can't depend on much is because the NFL is extending its season in so many ways, and that even though you're not getting football, you're still getting a whole heap of news and stuff regarding football, because just after the Super Bowl finish, then you have the off season and they start talking about trades and people gonna be and, you know, retirement, and then NFL draft comes in. And then after the draft, you go into the OTA and you go into, you know, the camps and stuff. And, you know, so it's just always one thing after the other. And then more trade talk and, you know, it's just a whole heap of things always happen. And you are tied to it because you want to know what's going to happen to the team. And, you know, you're ready again. Preseason start by July, August. And then September, getting ready for football. So, to now say you want more football, no, but it's NFL, you want more, not anything else.
Exactly. So, they're just depending on the fact that you don't have any actual football. So, just turn this on. And now, granted, the second week and I think the third week hasn't been that bad. In terms of play, but
you know how many teams are?
I'm not 100% sure, man. I saw a Pittsburgh team, saw a team from Detroit, if I'm not mistaken. But I just know that they need something else, like a permanent Cardinals, where during the week, you have like a Hard Knocks leading up to the weekend.
All right. Let's look at the predictions. Now, I'm doing four because I expect some more series to finish this evening. And there are going to be some second round NBA games coming up over the weekend, like a Sunday. But, and I want to put in predictions for one or two of those games, but I don't know the matchups yet. So I'm leaving some space for that. Hopefully I can know by tomorrow so it can be included in the group. And I send the predictions in the group. All right, but we talked about it. Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, featherweight boxing match Saturday.
Give me Amanda Serrano.
One to Serrano, one to Serrano, and then Valdez, Shakur Stevens.
Love my brother, but I give me Oscar Valdez.
Yeah, I type it in already. I type in your response before you say it. I know you.
Yeah, give me experience this week.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Nets Celtics. Bucks Celtics.
Where is it being held? First game?
First game is at it's TD Garden, yeah.
Alright, give me the Celtics.
Yeah. Rough series for Carlin. Rough game for Carlin, first one that's in. Rough.
Yeah, I see every team to keeping home advantage until it reaches down to the last part.
It's a safe call because also Bucks tend to start the series off weak and grow through the series. So safe from that point of view. Second leg, semifinal, Champions League, Man City, Real Madrid. I know you're going with Man City.
That's kind of putting me on the spot because I want Real Madrid to go through, but that's only if Villarreal goes. So my actual prediction, even though I don't want this to happen, is for I'm expecting City to win 3-2.
Yeah, I tell you, I typed it already, you know. So
I don't want that thought, bro. Unless the only way I want City to win is if Villarreal do not find out it's come back.
Okay. And which one you're choosing for the competition?
That's a tough one. I could put my foot down my throat. All right. I'm not going to take the easy way out. So I'm going to go with my Celtics.
You're going to go with what, man? Box Celtics?
Yeah, like that's a midway. That's a midway. Yeah. The easiest bet would have been Amanda Serrano to me.
Really?
That would be the easiest. Yes, I think that would be the easiest.
I
thought that was easiest. I thought the second, the bet that still have a little difficulty to it, but still kind of safe, as you said, would be Celtics Bucks.
Okay.
If I was really to jump out on the limb, I would have taken Madrid, but I would have taken Man City, but I don't want them to win. That's the thing, you know? I don't want them to win. I want Villarreal to find a way to come back against Liverpool. Yeah, and I want Villarreal to end Real Madrid. In the final.
So I get what they're saying. It's gonna be rough. You wouldn't want, if Man City really win, or no, if Man City loses, then you would be in a dilemma. he'd have lost the bet. But
yeah,
no,
exactly. But if Villarreal does end up somehow get a miracle against Liverpool and go through, then I would have wanted Man City to lose.
Yeah, you don't mind losing the prediction, but you don't have to lose a bet in
that exact
process. So I don't know what you're talking about. All right. Okay. All right. So now remember, you have an opportunity to update this prediction when we publish them in the group tomorrow. I'm going to put in the fifth, or maybe even two other options in there. So you can choose to change it or let it remain in the group.
No, you already have me on recording, so
you can't change it in the group.
You're
not changing your selection of team. You chose to changing which one to enter in the competition.
Yeah, like I said, you already have
me on recording. But you also have it on recording me telling you can change it in the group.
So. Yeah, but still, like, once I make the call, like, on audio, that's the call.
All right, Martia call. All right. All right, there you have it. Come on, thanks for joining us. Keep safe. Remember, it's one love every time.